In the world of nuclear power, one technology is generating debate: factory-produced reactors that are no bigger than a house. A bill to help bring smaller reactors to Washington is working its way through the state legislature. At the same time, work is underway in Oregon to bring these small-scale reactors to market. Courtney Flatt has more.
There's only one place in the country right now that's developing a new kind of nuclear power plant. It's happening in an office building on a sprawling corporate campus just outside Corvallis, Oregon.
If you look at our reactor, we have a reactor vessel filled with water.
Ross Snuggerud shows off a simulator that will one day help train nuclear power operators to use small modular reactors.
It's a chance for us to bring to the industry a new product that opens up markets that the big plants don't open up.
The new market Snuggerud talks about could be factories or business campuses, places that need electricity generated on a small scale. That's a big change from traditional nuclear power plants, the kind with cooling towers emitting clouds of steam, big enough to be seen from miles away and powerful enough to run an entire metropolis. The idea is not without controversy. Arguments have been bubbling up in Washington's state capitol, where Senator Sharon Brown is sponsoring legislation to bring small modular reactors to Washington.
We are well positioned to take the lead in this technology, but in our region, we risk being left behind if we fail to coordinate our efforts.
Brown's mid-Columbia Basin district includes the Tri-Cities, home to the region's only nuclear power plant. For her, small-scale nuclear power could be a job-creating technology. Ross Snuggerud from NuScale sees advantages beyond economics. He views small modular reactors as clean energy alternatives to coal-fired power plants.
As a country, we can start reaping the benefits of having a really dense, compact source of power that doesn't emit carbon dioxide.
NuScale is working with the public power agency Energy Northwest to develop a small-scale modular reactor that should be up and running in 2023, likely in Idaho. Brad Sawatsky is the chief operating officer and chief nuclear officer for Energy Northwest. He says there could eventually be more small modular reactors in the Northwest.
Our experience here will help us maybe lead the way with the opportunity for a small modular reactor, potentially somewhere here in the Tri-Cities area.
Senator Brown and other supporters would also like to see a small modular reactor manufacturing plant built in the Tri-Cities. Chuck Johnson doesn't share Brown's enthusiasm for small nuclear power. He's with Physicians for Social Responsibility, which opposes the nuclear energy bills heading through the Washington legislature. Johnson says he worries about the plans to develop a small-scale reactor in Idaho because the design is so far untested.
Even though this is speculative, because it's the only small modular reactor program still going in the United States, we consider it to be really important. We would like to stop it before it gets started.
Johnson also says small modular reactors would create more nuclear waste that we can't get rid of. He also questions whether small modular reactors will be cost competitive. Meanwhile, the debate and development continues. NuScale is wrapping up the construction on its test facility in Corvallis this year. And Senator Brown's bill now faces its next round of debate in the Washington House. I'm Courtney Flatt reporting.